The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. It's Aloha. Actually, for us, it's Aloha Wednesday, but we're taping this show, as we always do, so please don't call me during Saturday and Sunday. But anyway, thank you for returning to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host every week. Our co-host, Melissa Mansfield, has got a new full-time job at Kahala Nui now, so she's quite busy. So she won't be in for a couple more weeks. Hopefully, she'll be back very soon. But anyway, welcome to Generations Radio. I am Percy here, and we're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. As well, you can go to our YouTube channel. Don't forget that. Our YouTube channel is just search Generations Magazine. Subscribe to us so you get an email when we put all our shows on the YouTube channel. Hopefully in the next few months we'll get on our website, but I mean everybody loves YouTube channel. My son is 12 years old, he loves YouTube channel, and you know it's interesting, more and more young kids, that's what they go on now.
Yeah.
Because they don't like pictures, they want videos. In fact, I heard somebody, a specialist in social media about 6 months ago, saying Facebook page is going to evolve into only videos. In 5 years from now or less, everything will be videos because people are going to get bored with pictures. Isn't that amazing? So James, you're a young guy. We have James Carter here, our resident acupuncturist, is coming into the April-May issue of Generations Magazine featuring the great Senator Daniel Alkaka. But James is our new guy from, actually, you're from Oregon. Boy, I'll tell you, you made a great decision to move to Hawaii, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely love Hawaii. Total 360 in terms of weather.
So James is here. He's our local acupuncturist and actually herbalist. And actually, he does amazing work. And I'm fortunate in my position. I get to try new things. And so I did cupping the other day. We are going to talk about acupuncture, but herbal medicine. Mm-hmm. We also want to talk about, you know, nutrition and herbal medicine. But auricular really interested me in cupping. So anyway, James, give us a little bit of your background. And I know you just came from Oregon, living here down by Diamond Head, Kapahulu area. But give us your background and your training and everything.
Sure, absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here. So I started studying herbal medicine and natural medicine over 10 years ago. I attended graduate school and undergraduate school in Portland, Oregon, where I'm from, born and raised. And then I did my postgraduate study in advanced acupuncture and diagnosis in Portland as well, but traveled around the country and had the opportunity to learn from some really amazing Chinese doctors. And I was fortunate enough for them to share quite a few special things with me that I like to use. And
besides acupuncture, but herbal medicine as well.
Yeah. And we're in a really unique time of life in that, you know, herbal medicine has really evolved so much in the last few decades where, you know, before we just had access to herbs, not even 100 years ago, just in our local area, you know, the herbs we had in a nearby forest or park, or we could pick herbs in our garden, these kinds of things. But it's the first time really in human history that we have access to herbs from all corners of the planet. And so it's really kind of developing a very sophisticated and high form of global herbal medicine where, you know, like my herbal pharmacy, for example, we have herbs from South America, from North America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Japan, Hawaii. So we're really blessed that we can draw upon so many different traditions of herbal medicine so we can treat so many more things that in the past, you know, may not have even been possible. So, you know, Chinese medicine has probably the most intact form of herbal medicine as far as the recordings were all written down. So one of the most intact indigenous medicine systems in the world, but the principles of which you can use herbs from any corner of the planet to and apply the Chinese medicine diagnosis and treatment principles, and then you can do some really amazing special things.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been to downtown. I know there's those Chinese guys down there that come inside and I'll mix up a gimmicky stuff and mix it all together. And like the one you gave me the other day for my elbow was like 20 different 21 different herbs or something?
Actually, over 40 were in that 40. Formula. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think people need to try to think about that. But interesting, we want to talk about acupuncture today, herbal medicine. And the other one you talked to me about yesterday, the other day, was auricular medicine. What is exactly that? Just to give our audience a taste for that.
Oh, auricular medicine is absolutely incredible. Auricular medicine is the study and practice of medicine that's all done through the auricle of the ear. And so the tissue of the ear is very unique. And this is actually a very, very new kind of discovery in the last 50, 60 years. It's been developed to where it is right now, where the cartilage and the tissue and structure of the ear will actually morphologically hologram what's happening functionally, structurally, or physiologically in the body onto the tissue of the ear. And so you can actually read and decipher based on the bumps and the arrangement of protrusions in the ear what's happening structurally in the body. And I'm one of about 30 people in the country who has the ability, in North America, as far as I last checked, that can actually read and decipher the patterns, the morphological changes in the ear. So in my office, it's always a lot of fun because I have several books with thousands of pictures of different ears showing the signs
different
of different ears. Conditions.
Really?
Yeah, that actually... my teacher, Dr. Li Chan Huang, who's a world-renowned Chinese medicine physician and developer of auricular therapy, photographed and cataloged over decades. And so she really was, in my opinion, responsible for some of the amazing advances that have occurred in Chinese medicine, and in particular auricular medicine, which has really come to kind of the forefront of the modalities that are now available with Chinese medicine as one of the most powerful that we have in our tool belt to treat all sorts of things. And I have some really special stories. If you're interested, I can.
Well, we're going to say that we just want to give you a little tease because the second half of the show we want to kind of dive into that because it's fascinating, and some of the YouTube channel videos that you showed me, it actually happened. That's one thing I love about YouTube. I don't really believe everything on YouTube. I'll have to be honest with you. You know what's amazing though? My son likes to watch these videos with animals. I mean, I do too, but some of these videos on YouTube channel. It's amazing. These dogs are not dogs. They're humans. Some of them can do some amazing tricks. And I was like, I don't know about that. I question about this. You know, see them dancing and dancing on a ball.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know about that. And
makes you wonder. Maybe there's some interesting
doing handstands and things like that.
Video
and,
editing
and riding
software,
a bike. But... I don't know about that.
Oh, a dog riding a bike.
That's, but anyway, so James. Herbal medicine, Chinese herbal medicine. So you spent many years trying what mixed together, and give us some examples.
Yeah. So I was really fascinated by herbs just from even being a child in my childhood years. I was always interested in cooking and different herbs, and later it kind of evolved into how that can be used medicinally in the body. And so I started experimenting at a very early age with plants that we lived right next to a forest. So I would go in and kind of explore, and we'd see different mushrooms and different greens and different roots that I found out were very medicinal. So the exploration started very young. And then much to the my parents wasn't really too happy with me at times because I would go out and find different roots and different things like that and bring them in and try to boil them into different decoctions and different things like that. So it eventually started evolving prior to my professional training where I was, really exploring and looking into different indigenous medicine traditions. We kind of have lost that in America, unfortunately, to a large degree, where there's a disconnect between us and nature, right? Like we go down the street and we look and we see a dandelion growing in the sidewalk. We just, it's a weed, it's, nothing to it. But actually, one of my herbal medicine teachers has said that dandelion is one of the most powerful herbs on the planet. And so think about it, one of the most hardiest substances. What plant can grow in a sidewalk or constantly get stepped on, doesn't get water, doesn't have much soil, and can really thrive? A very strong medicinal plant, dandelion. I don't mean I recommend go picking a dandelion on the sidewalk that could have been sprayed or whatever.
I mean,
but
we have in Hawaii, though.
Yeah, that's true. In Hawaii, it's a little bit rare. But even, there's all sorts of plants that, we brush off as weeds are actually powerful medicines. So it's that whole exploration and study, and then how can we empower people, with things that grow in their yard or in their garden that they can use for their own health and wellness and, staying active, young, healthy. Herbs are really a great way, an intermediary to do that.
What are some of the popular remedies that you're putting together, and what some of the diseases or painful health issues that seniors are having, what are some of the more popular ones?
Oh, sure. That's a great question. Oh, there's so many. But I could start by saying some of the most common herbs that we use in formulas are actually some really common herbs that people don't quite understand are very medicinal. Like take cinnamon, for example. That's one of the most popular and most useful herbs in Chinese herbal medicine. Very, very good for promoting good circulation, for treating arthritis, for treating colds and flu. Sometimes we use that in combinations. Things like ginger is also a very popular Chinese herb. Certain mints, catnip, podiarco, all sorts of things like that. You know, oregano, one of the world's most powerful antibiotics. So all these types of things, we have a lot of medicine in our cabinet that goes unrecognized. And so one of the things I always like to do with, you know, my clients and people I meet when we're discussing herbal medicine is, you know, we talk about, you know, how can we make our food and nutrition more medicinal and use that for, you know, optimal health? Because, you know, really herbs and nutrition are on the same spectrum, I would say, right? You know, I think it was that famous philosopher who said, let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. So I think the staple of good nutrition is actually, in a way, herbal medicine, the beginnings of herbal medicine. So most people don't know, you know, you're eating herbal medicine on a daily basis, most likely, whether you are or not. And it's really just optimizing that so you can, you know, be your healthiest and stay pain free. But so many different herbal medicines have been found to be preventative of disease. Like, for example, shiitake and maitake mushroom, they've been found to have very powerful immune modulating capabilities. So that's a really great for someone who's trying to improve their immune system or strengthen certain organs. Or, you know, ginger and cinnamon tea, you know, for some people can be really beneficial for arthritis, for mobility. And then, of course, there's a whole host of herbs which are great for treating Alzheimer's, dementia, rosemary tea, pine needle tea. So really, you know, it can be infinitely complex where a formula has 50 to 60 herbs, and there's 6,000 herbs in the Chinese pharmacopoeia, and it's growing. But really? Sometimes it's as simple as, you know, having a cup of rosemary tea to prevent the onset of certain types of neurodegenerative issues. So it's really, I want to get this information out and empower people that they have this kind of an option, and they can do it in a way that doesn't cause side effects or harm their body.
Yeah, I think besides homeopathic medicine, but the natural herbs are really great. So I want to try and, you know, since you kind of, you know, I've been in this industry for 14 years. We've been doing a magazine 7 years. I've done hundreds of radio shows, but so I'm always very inquisitive. And that's why it was one of the things I've grown in 14 years. I've gained a lot of knowledge by having like experts like yourself on my show and in the magazine. So two areas, how can acupuncture or herbal medicine help with Alzheimer's or dementia? Because a lot of people will say, you know, there's nothing that's going to stop or slow it down. But you had mentioned to me earlier about how getting blood flow to the brain, that might help as well.
Yeah. So the basis of kind of what you're saying is that Chinese medicine, we really see any type of chronic issue as involving circulation. So take an issue like dementia or Alzheimer's, you know, the first principle would be, well, first of all, I would have to totally disagree that there's nothing that can be done. There's many things that can be done. Unfortunately, they're not well known to the general public, which is so wonderful while we're having this conversation. But there's many things that can be done. And I would start by saying each person is a unique snowflake.
Right.
And there's no stamp, right, on the person's forehead or on their foot that says, you have this diagnosis, you're going to have this trajectory, right? Everything is subject to change. We live in a world where change is, the, you know, one of the fundamental laws. And so, you know, it can happen in a way that is very healing and rejuvenating to the system. So there's a lot that can be done with herbal medicine. We would see, myself included, an issue like dementia or Alzheimer's, we'd first be concerned with, is there proper circulation into the brain? And if there's proper circulation into the brain of blood, oxygen, and nutrients, then the tissue is being continually nourished and getting the proper nutrition so it can function optimally. But in dementia and Alzheimer's, what we see is on brain scans that oftentimes there is a receding of blood flow into the cerebrum and into other structures of the brain that causes the degenerative process in the person's thinking and their behavior. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And in their brain. And so really one of the fundamental and first orders of business is to redirect that and to improve the circulation of blood, oxygen, and nutrients back into the brain. to create the promotion of health and thinking and these kinds of things. And it can really go a long ways. And I've seen all sorts of things happen, very amazing things. So it's always worth a try. And I would say Chinese medicine is very, very safe. And usually it works quite well.
So let's talk about kidney disease and diabetes, and with our upcoming April, May issue that you're coming out in. Senator Kaka there and is on the cover with Alden Kapolei, the new U.S. Renal Dialysis Center out there. So how can acupuncture or Chinese medicine help with kidney disease?
Yeah, Chinese medicine can do a lot for people with kidney disease, with kidney failure. And again, everyone is kind of a unique case. It's important that the acupuncturist understand what exactly was the cause of this issue. Oftentimes I've seen clients who this issue was caused by certain pharmaceutical medications cause kidney disease. In some cases, it's caused by genetics. In some cases, it's caused by certain lifestyle behaviors, poor nutrition, diabetes, and other types of conditions that can affect the kidneys negatively and create a situation where the kidneys are not functioning well. And so with the Chinese medicine principle, we would be trying to understand what that causes and then removing or peeling back, you know, the layers of the proverbial onion in order to get the kidneys to heal again. And sometimes, oftentimes, through a course of a lifetime, the kidneys become congested, like you would see like with the dripping faucet, right? The kidneys process a lot of fluid. And so a dripping faucet, you see the water dripping on the sink. Eventually there's rust will develop, right? We've all seen this phenomenon with dripping water. The rust will develop and can sometimes create congestion. And the kidneys, you have to think about it, are thousands and thousands of little pipes, the little nephrons, all these little tiny filtration processes that can sometimes get clogged and congested. And currently, there's not really a very effective modality in conventional medicine to be able to detoxify or cleanse the kidneys of this congestion that can build up over the accumulation of a lifetime. With Chinese medicine, that's one of the ways we can improve kidney function, is by using acupuncture, using herbal medicine, using proper nutrition to make sure that the kidneys are continuously being cleaned and pushing good quality oxygenated nutritious blood into these organ systems so they can really be given everything that they need to function at their best. And so we start there. And I've had some pretty incredible successes with treating kidney disease using Chinese medicine. It takes a little time, but it does, in many cases, work quite well.
Do you have any examples or stories of some of your clients that have gone through this process?
Yeah. I've had several clients very recently who've come in with kidney disease. And also, generally, kidney disease is not the start, right? Usually, people who have kidney disease have had either heart disease, they've had poor nutrition for years, they've had a diabetic condition which has damaged their kidneys. And so once I kind of can understand where that's coming from, then I can help them, give them the proper specific guidance for them and the appropriate points and appropriate, you know, teas and different things and nutrition to kind of help them undo what's been done with their particular case. So again, every person is unique, and you certainly can't make 100% guarantees on anything in medicine. But what I've seen is that in general, I can get the person's body to actually respond well to the treatment and improve their glomerular filtration rate. So I've had
glomerular filtration. What is that?
Yeah. So GFR is one of the ways we measure the kidney function, and it's how well the kidneys are filtering, processing, and doing their job on a very basic level. And so, you know, most recently I had a client who came in and was kidney failure on dialysis 3 times a week. We're working together for several months. And they also had diabetes, neuropathies, these other types of issues. And over time, we were able to get her to a state where she's now walking better, her neuropathies are gone, and her GFR has improved dramatically, so much so that her nephrologist has actually decided to wean them off of dialysis. They're now on 2 times a week. They were 3 or 4 times a week prior, 2 times a week. We're stabilizing them at that. And then hopefully, with the continued work, it will continue. But already their neuropathies are dramatically better. The dizziness is gone. Their energy level's up. They're urinating again, all of these things. So it's a really beautiful, amazing experience to witness how well the body can regenerate and heal, you know, with the proper stimulus. But every person, again, is unique, and, you know, it's a collaborative effort in most cases where I will work with the person's neurologist and their internal medicine MD, and we'll come up with a plan and a solution for that individual person. But I would say in general, unfortunately, as it stands right now, very few in the medical profession really understand how powerful Chinese medicine can be for these issues.
Well, we're in Hawaii. You know, we have a lot of Asians in here. I mean, I don't know about you listeners out there, but I don't like taking medicine. I don't take any meds. I don't ever want to take meds because there's so many side effects. And so that's why I try and make it a big part of my life to try and stay healthy. What I noticed the first time I went to you, James, you did a diagnostic test, three different things pretty much. Can you let our listeners, because our listeners are mostly baby boomers. A lot of them are listening for themselves or their seniors where they have their parents they're taking care of. I mean, I have a lot of clients who are in their 70s still taking care of their parents. But for our listeners out there, you know, what you do, what you did as an example when I first met you, when we sat down and you did three different things pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So three different diagnostic methods that you use. And so explain to our audience, the first one that you did was that the Chinese pulse diagnosis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that to our listeners here?
Sure, absolutely. So in Chinese medicine, there's really three core systems that we use for diagnosis, or at least that I use for diagnosis. Usually people will study one or two of them. I've spent time and studied all three of them. The first is pulse diagnosis, and this will give you a tremendous amount of information as to the overall circulation in the body, how well different organ systems and different parts of the body are receiving the blood, oxygen, and nutrients that are essential for overall health and functioning. And so it's a little bit different. Actually, it's very different than what you might expect at a conventional medicine clinic setting, where they're measuring really the rate of the pulse or, you know, if it's thready or thick, these kind of basic, very, very simple things, how many beats per minute. This is a very different system where we're actually tracking the little waveforms and the neurological hologram that is at the radial artery and then using that with a very high level of feeling sensitivity to determine the different flow of blood, oxygen, and nutrients through the different organs and tissues of the body. So that's really a pulse diagnosis in a thumbnail. Obviously, it takes years for me to have been able to, you know, feel like I can master it now. But it's, you know, there's 12 to the 1,000th power of different possibilities and aberrations that can occur in the pulse. You see all sorts of things. So the pulse can change. It can change very quickly and it can change over time. But it gives you very specific insight into what's happening in the body, independent of what a person says is the presenting symptom, or even independent of what the physician might say is wrong with them. It gives you a very independent diagnosis because, in my experience, both of those things are not always correct, right? So as a practitioner, you need an independent way to determine what's happening with the person's body.
It's interesting because I always thought pulse is a pulse. You get how many beats per minute, yeah. You know, and you go to your doctor, they hold it for, 10 seconds and times it by 6 or something like that? It's interesting. Okay, the next one you did was the auricular, where you look at the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to our listeners basically what are you doing when you do that?
Yeah, so auricular medicine, really an auricular diagnosis is kind of the study of how the tissue in the ear will hologram and make it visual what's happening in the body. So for example, there are certain creases in the ear that will tell you whether or not someone has heart disease, poor vision, tinnitus.
What's tinnitus?
A ringing in the ears.
Oh.
You can also see the history if someone has had any surgical scars. They will actually hologram into the ear. It's pretty amazing.
How accurate is that?
Very accurate.
Really?
It's very accurate.
We got to do a test here.
Absolutely. I would love to.
In fact,
anytime.
James, you're going to be at our August 19 Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. One of our sponsors. But you're going to speak. But that might be a good thing to try because, you know, for a lot of people out there, I've talked to hundreds of people a month and when I mention these kind of things, you know, in Hawaii, you know, a lot of skeptics. A lot of them are traditionalists. So, like Chinese medicine, acupuncture. Like, in fact, I probably talked to about maybe 40 people specifically about acupuncture, herbal medicine, in the last week.
Oh yeah,
and I can tell you, I think only 3 have ever experienced it.
Wow.
So
yeah, it's very new to America. It still is in its infancy here. And you know, auricular medicine is so accurate. You can actually tell if an issue is present, past, current, the severity. you can tell a lot of information. You can see if someone has a bone that's out of place. You can see if someone has declining vision, how well their brain is working. All of these things are detectable using auricular medicine. It's very scientific. It's based on sound science, based on embryology and neurology. And, you know, I'm always happy to share and discuss with anyone and give anyone a free auricular reading if they,
there's a famous doctor that's written for the magazine in the past, Dr. Shintani. Okay. He was very well known for his Waianae diet, where he had a lot of people that had diabetes and lost hundreds of pounds. It's a vegetarian protein diet, but he's into all these kind of medicines. So I got to get you guys together because he has that scalar healing too.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what that is, with the audio sound healing,
yeah,
he does that as well.
That's wonderful.
He's got a place downtown. But so I know, if you get a chance to give James a call or email him or go to his website, because there are some YouTube channel videos that have been stories about people that have been diagnosed or have been cured of their disease using auricular medicine. Is that correct?
Yeah, there are a lot of stories and testimonials. Mm-hmm. Okay. Available.
Well, so we'll cover that more in the second half. But so the third diagnosis you do is a tongue diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So can you explain that?
Sure. So the tongue is also follows kind of the same principle of the ear and the pulse, in that it's a microsystem. So what a microsystem is that the idea is that on a very small level, like a small system in the body, you can tell what's happening on a big level in the body. So that the nervous system kind of is like a hallway of mirrors and will hologram and reflect certain patterns or functions that occur in the body. So the tongue is a great example of that. It's the only muscle that we can visually see, right, in our body. We can't see our, you know, biceps or our thigh muscles.
So.
Or all
well,
these
you can
things.
See your ear.
Yeah, right? You can see your ear, but the ear is mostly cartilage. But actually, like, seeing that underneath the skin, the muscle,
you can see
the tongue. And so the shape of the tongue, the texture, the movement, the dots, the coloration, the vein pattern, all this will give you a tremendous amount of insight into what's happening, again, you know, physically or functionality-wise in the body. And you can actually tell, you know, one of the fastest things you can see is if someone has lower back pain in the tongue. People
really?
Think that's unreal, but it's very easy to tell.
Okay, well, quick, not that people are listening, going to go look to the mirror looking at your tongue, but what are they looking for?
Yeah, so... Well, that's a very complicated question, unless we have a picture. But
in
general,
James.
Yeah, just give me a call. But in general, the different areas will have different kind of patterns related to what's happening. And in general, the different colors and the different textures and coatings will also give you information as to what's going on. And so then you compare and contrast to those different patterns, and you can come up with a really, you know, straightforward and kind of accurate
interesting
diagnosis.
Mr. James Carter here. He's with Luna Acupuncture Wellness Center, LLC. He's located down by Diamond Head, Kapahulu area. James, real quick, your phone number, because you still have an Oregon number.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to get another one later on, but anyway, what's the phone number you can get you at?
The phone number is 503-853-2866.
So, I mean, today's phone, everybody has free long distance anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was telling you earlier, before, anywhere in Hawaii, you just dialed 234-3117. Never do area code.
Yeah.
You know what, 15 years ago, Chaz, when he did, he has to dial area code now if you call in, like, Nate Bryan's.
Yeah.
Like, Wahoo, you call anybody in Wahoo, no problem.
Oh, wow.
You
I think that's the only place in the country that still has that.
We are.
Yeah.
But if you go, like, Maui, you want to call Kauai or Wahoo, you got to dial 808.
Oh.
So a lot of times I won't get calls. It goes, first, I've been trying to get a hold of you. You know, and they go, I said, where do you live? He goes, on Maui. Oh, did you know you have to dial 808? Go, no. Yeah, it changed several years ago. So,
good to know.
Anyway, we're here with James Carter, Luna Acupuncture Wellness Center. Let's go to lunaacupuncturewellness.com is his website. His phone number, 503-853-2866. We're going to be right back after this short break. We're going to talk more about auricular medicine and acupuncture and herbology. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll be right back after this short break. Aloha.
Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690 The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073. 543-2073.
I was an addict from the age of 13. I finally decided it was time for a change. I walked into the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center, and that got me ready for the real world. Now, I choose to be guided by Jesus Christ, and today, I'm building a powerful and promising future, free from drugs and alcohol.
Please shop at the Salvation Army Family Stores. With our discounted sales, your support through your purchase helps men live a clean, sober, and productive life.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays from 5 to 6, Sundays from 3 to 4. As well, go to our YouTube channel. Just search Generations Magazine. Subscribe to it so you get a message that... The show is being posted because all our radio shows are posted on our YouTube channel. In a few months, we'll have it on our Generations website, generations808.com. And you know that's where you can go for all our past shows, our calendar, our resources, and all the past issues, by the way. So if you want to check out Mike Buck, I believe he was in 2012, maybe 13. Mike Buck is the, you know him from the AM 690 channel here. But, we have many, many past issues there that people are going to love and still love to this day. So check us out. Also, we have a Facebook page. So please check us out there. We do postings 3 times a week on different stories in the magazine. And we post on our social media, our upcoming radio shows as well. So check us out there and like our Facebook page. So anyway, our newest partner in the magazine, we have James Carter. You're from Oregon, James?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you look pretty young, but you've got a lot of experience. I'm really impressed with your knowledge. He's an acupuncturist, herbalist, and you studied many years of Chinese medicine.
I did, yeah.
All over the country, huh?
Yeah, there were a lot of trainings I did, and they were all over.
And so, I mean, it's a no-brainer why you moved from Oregon to Hawaii. I mean, just get away from the rain, right?
Exactly.
But you got to get out to the beach. We got to get you out to the beach and get some tan. I mean, you're pretty tan, though. I mean,
yeah.
But it's interesting because we have so many. I know when people are looking like, this guy is young, Caucasian guy. Chinese medicine, huh?
I'm only half Caucasian, though.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's the other half?
I'm a blend of a bunch of Indian. Different things.
No.
I have some Spanish, Middle Eastern, and
really?
A little bit of mix of different things.
So we can call you what's called Hapa Haole, half Caucasian.
Okay, no, sounds
seriously.
Good.
Seriously. Yeah. And a lot of times women will love you because they love having Hapa Haole kids.
Oh, I see.
That's a okay. big, that's very popular thing. Right here, Chaz. Chaz, our engineer today. Very popular, but don't use that. But anyway, so we're talking about our April May issue featuring Senator Kaka will be out very shortly. He's talking about kidney disease and a new facility that the Hawaii Kidney Foundation is building. It's a $12 million building out there. It's going to take probably another year to get, or sooner to get up. But kidney disease is a big problem in Hawaii, mm-hmm. as you know. Yeah. And I didn't realize that. A lot, big part of the demographic that have kidney disease is Filipinos. And I'm not sure if it's a diet or I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure it's probably mostly diet. I don't know if it's hereditary. Is it hereditary? Do you wear?
In certain cases, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's always like it can be a blend of specific things or different things. Sometimes it's genetic. Sometimes it's nutrition related or disease related. It can be a whole host.
Anyway, your April, May issue will be coming out shortly with Senator Kaka on the cover. You also find a lot of new partners besides James. You're going to find one of the newest partners is the Valley of the Temples. If you've ever been to Windward Side, the Kaneohe Kailua side, when you're coming down on the Liki, take a left. You're going toward North Shore. The left side of the highway is called the Valley of the Temples. Wow. My parents actually live right past it. But beautiful. Cemetery, mm-hmm. but the views are spectacular when you're laying in there in the ground and enjoying the sunshine and the beautiful weather out in Kaneohe. It's a great place. But make sure you check them out because they do free tours. But, you know, that's one of the things that I've, you know, because of my business, the reverse mortgage business, I was telling a client today, I deal with them today. One spouse passed away and the remaining spouse passed away. And it's really important people got to plan all the way to the end, including a funeral plan,
yeah.
including what kind of food you want your guests to eat. Like for me, they know, people know me, I'll put Earth, Wind, and Fire on and we'll have some chicken katsu and some sashimi and we'll have a nice bottle of wine or champagne.
Yeah. You know, well, they may not like me because my goal is to keep people out of Valley of the Temples, right?
Well, at some point, they're going to pass away. Unfortunately, at some point, we're all going to have to pass away, you know. But and Ilima Elihano, the newest property out in West Side in Kapolei, by the way, is really great. It's bigger than actually a lot of the units in town because they have more space out there. But U.S. Reno, you know, James is shaking his head. No, don't talk about getting old, right, James?
No, getting old is wonderful. Just
stay healthy.
Staying healthy, staying active, and happy.
Yeah. I did want to mention early on, end of May, May 31st, on Wednesday, it's at Kahala Mall, is the YMCA is celebrating National Senior Health and Fitness Day. And you should get a booth there because it's free for you, James. But we had several hundred people come by there last year walking by the booth. It's a Kahala Mall on the east side. But it's from 9 to 1 o'clock, Wednesday, May 31st. I'm pretty good sure you're going to have over 40 different exhibitors out there at the mall. So check that out. Dr. King will be in next month. He's with King Bio, talking about homeopathic medicine. Let's see who else is new in here. Of course, East Oahu Realty is in here. I'm just trying to find some other things. There's a great story about a very popular book on the bestseller list called Disrupting Aging. It's actually written by the head of the CEO of AARP, Joanne Jenkins. And by the way, guys, she's going to be here in May speaking at an event at the Book and Music Festival. So she'd be talking about her book and healthy aging and disrupting aging is the name of her book. Thanks to my pastor, Russell Higa, for writing a short story about how, you know, churches and elders come together more often. Thanks to our UUH intern, Shana Fujimoto, wrote several stories for this issue of April, May. And as usual, we have our usual Mr. Michael Yee, the financial advisor, Mr. Stephen Yim, our local attorney, and also Scott Mukuakane, who is also one of our attorneys and writes for the magazine. So thank you all, but this issue is great. But anyway, I forgot the one thing. In June, further down the road, they have the Hawaii Okinawan Center Festival, and that's from 9 to 1 on June 16th. A lot of locals will be there too, James. So that's going to be a big one. About 500 people walk through that event. So on June 16th, so check that out. But anyway, we're here with James Carter, local acupuncture and herbalist. And Jim, you studied for many years, even though you look really young, and I know you're young, but for a lot of people out there that may have never done acupuncture, because this is the first time I ever did it.
Wow.
I've seen it on TV, I've seen it in movies, I've seen it in interviews, and it really doesn't hurt that much at all.
Right? It's very painless.
Use the small ones, right? You don't use those big, gigantic needles,
very
right?
Very small.
Does anybody use those big needles anymore? Do you have them some of those?
I think some of the old school practitioners kind of can sometimes use the giant needles, but a lot of people are moving towards the more comfortable points, right? So very few people ever really feel the needles.
So where I'm at his website, lunaacupuncturewellness.com, and you have very simple, very easy. We talked about diagnostics. We talked about herbology. We did last 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, we talked about your acupuncture business, but couple other things I want to talk about. Let's talk about first about cupping. Uh-huh. Now, you said cupping is a thing where they put actually a glass or a plastic cup on your back. And everybody saw that in the world last year when the Olympic teams were, you see those round marks on the back of their back.
Yeah.
But you said cupping's been around for ages.
Yeah. Cupping's thousands of years old. It's really fascinating, actually, because it's a cross-cultural technique. Many, many different areas of the world were doing their own form of cupping. Like in South America, in ancient times, they were doing a form of cupping called ventosa. In Africa, they were using a hollowed bullhorns for cupping. In Europe, they were doing a form of cupping, although theirs was pretty barbaric, using bleeding. Different things. Using bleeding with the cupping, yeah. They did some primitive type of cupping.
Wow.
In China, they were using really glass, and in Japan, they're using bamboo. And so it really developed and was kind of mastered in China and Japan. The cupping techniques that I use today, and is very effective. I mean, I've had people come in with frozen shoulder, severe hip, sciatic, low back pain. A few cupping sessions, they have immediate relief, and it can sometimes leave a mark depending on how severe the pain or injury is. Sometimes it can leave a little coloration, but it's very therapeutic. It works extremely well. That's why all the Olympic athletes and a lot of professional right. athletes get this treatment more.
So, what exactly does it do? For our yeah. listeners out there.
Yeah, so cupping is, there's a couple different kinds of cupping technique. There's some that we use a plastic silicone cup with air suction, and then there's the more stronger type of cupping, which uses a glass cup with the induction of a flame into the cup to create a combustion, and then put that over and it creates a suction, like a vacuum. And so when you're putting cupping over the, we'll start with the principle actually, I digress. We'll start with the principle that, you know, our cells give off CO2 intake and oxygen, right? And the cells also produce cell waste. And at the deeper layers of the body, you know, at the bone level, at the muscle level, if there's any kind of pain or illness or injury or inflammation, that the circulation there is affected. Everyone can agree on that. So when you apply a cup to that area, to that muscle, to that tissue, you're manually pulling the circulation where it might be congested or inflamed or blocked from the deeper layer of the tissue to the superficial layer of the tissue, the first, you know, half inch of the tissue where your body has, you know, a microcapillary system and can detox and clear out all of that congested inflammation or blood. At the deeper layers, if something gets bruised, it takes a while for a bruise to go away, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're really speeding up the process that would take the body maybe 1 to 5 years to really get all of that congestion and cell waste. People hold toxins in their body for years. You're speeding up that process to a few days. And so that's why it works so fast. So even things like frozen neck, whiplash, I mean, it can treat many, many issues.
Hmm. Now, does it, I mean, I did the plastic one, the, what do you call it, silicone cup or something, and it made very little mark. I mean, it didn't hurt at all.
Right.
But you said the glass one may hurt a little bit.
Well, I wouldn't say it's really painful as it feels
like. It's painful, but I don't think it really.
Yeah, you know, it really depends on you know, how strong the cupping treatment is. I generally don't do extreme cupping treatments where there's a huge suction and it feels very tight and there's some pain, but you know, you will feel some pressure or some tugging or pulling, but usually it feels pretty relaxing. People always get off the table and they feel, wow, I feel so much lighter. I feel like I have better mobility. I feel tingly. I feel kind of happy or runner's high and a lot better flexibility. So cupping's pretty amazing for that, but it really kind of, you know, it depends on the severity of the issue and where the issue is located.
But it's mostly for muscle strains and pulled muscles or torn muscles.
No, you wouldn't necessarily do it over like a torn muscle or anything like that, but it's really good for areas where there's pain. So if there's a sprain, that would be a good candidate in some cases, a muscle tightness, muscle spasm. But you can also use it to treat other types of issues. Like I use it for certain clients who have kidney disease or lung disease. You can put it over the back, over those nerve beds of the spine that go and innervate into those certain organ systems to improve circulation and nerve impulse into those systems. So you can do it along the spine to improve organ system function. You can do it, actually, in some cases, I've done it over the head of someone who has dementia or Alzheimer's as a way to improve blood flow through the scalp. And so I've used it for all sorts of things. You generally don't do it too much on, let's say, the face or some more of the sensitive areas. But
can't make you lose weight, huh?
It's actually very effective for weight loss. Cupping's probably the number one therapy we use for weight loss, along with the teas and nutrition. Cupping is in China. They do very, very strong cupping. Some of my teachers from China, they would do very intense cupping for people trying to lose weight, and it does work pretty well. Although
where
that
they
kind
put
is
it? The belly,
yeah, stomach? They'll put it over the abdomen to reduce the adipose or fatty deposit. They'll put it on the sides of the body. They'll put it on the upper back. So yeah, you certainly can. But you know, I would say it's a case by case basis, and the different kind of cupping really depends on what the person is. What their goals are.
Well, I want to lose a little bit of weight. Maybe I should be your first
give it a
test
try.
Here.
Okay, sure. Anytime.
Okay. But anyway, besides that, and the other big one that we talked about over yesterday was about auricular medicine. And you showed me a YouTube video about a boy, I guess, in Oregon that had... Was that correct?
He wasn't in Oregon, but yeah, the video is available on YouTube. And I can put that up on my website for people to take a look at, but it's basically a news clip of the person I learned from, Dr. Li Chun Huang, who is one of the creators of auricular medicine as we have it today. And it was on the news because a young boy had a brain tumor, and he was having difficulty driving, and all of a sudden his vision started having severe problems. So he went to his conventional doctor, and they determined he had a brain tumor, and the radiation shrunk the brain tumor. But he was left blind, even though the tumor was gone from the Western treatment, which was wonderful, but he couldn't see anymore. And so he went to Dr. Wan hoping that, you know, the auricular therapy could, you know, help him get his vision back. She did the auricular therapy with placement of seeds over certain acupressure points on the ear and massaged it, and suddenly he got his vision back. And so it was pretty incredible. You know, and this boy can see again now, and that video is on YouTube. And I would say I've had a lot of success using auricular for all sorts of things. I would treat kidney disease using auricular. I treat all sorts of body pains, chronic pains, diabetic neuropathy, Alzheimer's, dementia. Many kinds of issues can benefit from treatment with the ear.
So if you're interested, auricular is spelled A-U-R-I-C-U-L-A-R, auricular. And you can Google that and you find information on that. But so auricular medicine is where you said you can read the ear. And I actually went to your website. So, I see a picture of an ear.
Yeah. So auricular medicine, I would say it's like its own form of like healthcare system, right? So auricular medicine, within that, there's a way to diagnose through the ear, and there's also a way to treat the ear. So you can treat the whole body through the ear, and you could diagnose what's happening through the body or to the body through the ear. So it has both of those aspects. Like the pulse, you can read the pulse for diagnosis, but the pulse is not used for treatment. But the ear is unique in that it has both.
So exactly what does the treatment entail?
So usually it'll involve inspection and palpation of the ear, and I'll use what I find in the ear to guide the questions that I ask, very specific questions. Then I'll formulate a very precise diagnosis. And then I'll determine, you know, what type of point combination or protocol prescription of points is most valuable for this person. And then I'll place these auricular seeds, which are very, very small, on a little adhesive Band-Aid over the ear. And it's very painless, doesn't hurt at all. And then I would have the person leave them on for 5 to 6 days. It's actually a great fashion trend. No, I'm just kidding.
Is that what you were wearing that day I saw you?
Yeah. Occasionally I'll do it if I feel like I want a boost or anything like that.
Okay, so what are some of the more popular uses of the auricular medicine?
Yeah, so auricular medicine is great for using it to treat pain, for using it to treat inflammation, using it to treat headaches, weight loss. There's some very effective protocols for weight loss and headaches through the ear.
So what kind of seeds are you using?
Yeah, so they're black radish seeds. They come from China. They're hand-picked. They're dried. And the seed actually has a very certain type of texture and actually reacts with the skin in a special way where it stimulates the skin surface. And then also the pressure of the seed will stimulate the underlying nerve.
And what's so special about these seeds?
Well, they're perfect texture and shape. And then the medicinal quality of the seed has a reaction with the skin, very subtle reaction. And then that further stimulates the point and the region to create the effect you're going for. So I'll give you an example. I had a client recently who had a headache, like a pounding headache. And so my first order of business was, calm the headache down and then treat her neck. And so on the ear, I actually used the brain point. We used the forehead point. We used the neck point. And then we use the kidney point. The kidneys have a relation to the brain in Chinese medicine. So we use those areas. And then, literally 45 seconds, very gentle stimulation with the thumb of these points on the ear. They had a complete alleviation of the issue.
So you're massaging here. You weren't using these seeds.
No, I was using seeds and massaging the seeds on the ear.
Oh, I see.
Once I put them on the sticker, place it on the ear, then I will use that to stimulate the region.
Very interesting, Mr. James. So, a lot of information. Boy, you must have been studying on many years. I'll tell you, your knowledge is amazing to me. And if you guys are listening, if it's not amazing to you, I think you must have a really great doctor because or it's so healthy. But because I play sports, I coach my son, I'm always doing stuff. I'm very active and I work out. My body's always got aches and pains. So if you're listening, if you have chronic pain, which we didn't talk about, we'll talk about next time because we got to run pretty soon. But real quick, how do we get a hold of you and what do they experience when they first meet you?
Oh, so you can get a hold of me from my phone number, which is 503-853-2866.
It is an Oregon number, but don't worry. You'll be getting a local number.
Very soon.
James just moved here from Oregon, and he has a place in Kapahulu Diamond Head, which is a great little studio there. But can they email you or just go to your website?
Yeah, they can. I recommend giving me a call or emailing me. My email is james@lunaacupuncturewellness.com. And my office is in a house between Kapahulu and Diamond Head.
Right.
And when you make your appointment, I'll give you the specific directions. And when someone comes in initially, we do a bit of an intake. I find out what their needs are, how I can best help them. We'll determine kind of where to go from there, what herbal protocol, what acupuncture or auricular medicine protocol is best suited for them based on their individual needs. And then we go from there.
Great, James. Listen, I appreciate you joining the magazine. We'll get you up and running. We'll see James on KITV Saturday morning. But anyway, thank you all, everybody. Check out our magazine. Go on our website, generations808.com. You can go to our Facebook page. And newest thing is our YouTube channel on just search Generations Magazine on there. And thanks to Shana, our intern, for posting all our shows. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690 The Answer. Thank you, everybody. Aloha, and live well.
Aloha.